Hi, everybody. Well, today is October 9th, 2015. Unless you happen to be on an archive, then it could be any date. But let's clear the date here. So here we go. So we're the 9th of October, so 10-9. That means anything, 2015. So here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll clear away energies from you if you had any problems this week. This is Friday and paranormal night. So here we go, clearing away energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And bring up your light beams on your monitor screens. And here we go, energizing them for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, we'll bring our co-host on here. And are you there?
I am, Ron. I am. Hello, good evening, and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Call with Ron Ametron. Ron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. You'll want to check that out after the show if you haven't already. And a special welcome to anyone who is new. I wanted to just begin the show tonight by letting people know that next weekend, starting on October 16th, Ron will be at the New Life, or is it New Living Expo, Ron, in New York City, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're in that area, please go to that expo. You can meet Ron, and you can go into the wonderful light chamber. Also, if you cannot be there but would like to experience the wonderful healing energies of the light chamber, you can send Ron a $100 donation and your picture. You can put your pets in there for free, and they will have the wonderful healing energy of the light chamber that Ron sets up at the expo. And we have a question about that, Ron. Does it have to be a recent photo?
Oh, it could be any time.
Okay.
Not real recent. I would say within probably 10 years would be good, because you're not going to probably change too much maybe. But, you know, whatever you have will work fine.
Great. And then can I submit a photo of myself with my two children on it instead of plants or pets?
Yes, you can. I would probably do a separate picture, maybe for your children, but it's not needed 100% that way. But if you could, you know, I blow them up into a piece of paper 8.5 by 11. So, you know, but if you're sending me a little small one, then you know, you may want to get more energy, so you may want to have, you know, separate pictures possibly. But
right,
you know, if it's going to look good on a larger print. So that's up to you how you send it to me.
Right. And
if you get it larger so it'll fit on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, that's the best.
Okay.
If you have family members there, that'd be fine too.
Okay, great.
If I get a little thing maybe, you know, where it's like a thumbnail and I print it out and it's just real little, you know, inch by inch or something, then, you know, it's still going to work, but, you know, we're getting three people in there, you'd better off to, you know, do them separately.
Right.
So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And then the last question this listener has, is the photo as effective as showing up in person?
Well, showing up in person is, that way you're experiencing the whole thing and you're going to be feeling probably different energies. I won't say it's when, you know, let's just say you lived in New York and you're, you know, miles away and you're debating if you wanted to come. Well, definitely come. You know, if you're a long ways away, you know, the chamber is unique to itself. So, you know, if you're able to come, that's what I guess you're talking about. So if you're able to come, come. If you can't, then send your picture. So back to you. Plus,
great.
You know, when you're there, you actually hear people talking about the chamber and how they felt and everything else. So, oh, it's interactive between people too. Watch them all
Wonderful.
Smile when they come out. Back to
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ron. Oh, I just realized, I don't think we, activated the light beings at the beginning of the show.
Here we go, light beam activation. So bring them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's on your computer screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. They should be pretty good right now. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, terrific, Ron. Thanks so much. Okay, we have a request. I have been having major communication issues this week. Talking to utility companies, even communicating with friends, has been confusing and frustrating. A program, an obstruction, an implant. Can you please do a sample healing for this? Thank you for all you do for us. I wanted to read that first, Ron, because I have had a couple of communication issues this week, one at the post office and one in a restaurant where they just did not hear me correctly at all, and I believe I'm speaking pretty clearly and plainly. So I thought, that's interesting that the same thing is happening to me.
Well, you might check the date, Google it, and see what went on in the past. They're probably bringing in different timelines now, and that happens. The people on those timelines that are mixing with you, talking with you, may not exactly know where they are. They may not have all the data brought to them. So that could be what the problem is. Remember, when you we talk about ascension off and on, and we tell people that this is the last time for the Earth to actually be materialized in light here. So, this is why you want to get off the rock, basically. But remember, if you're not and people aren't doing the clearings or doing something to get out with the website, doing that Earth transfer clearing, then I think it's the New Earth I think it's transport, New Earth transport clearing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people ask me about that, so I'll just describe that so you can feel maybe a little more at home. Remember, every 10 minutes, you're a different clone here. And then once a month, about 3 hours, it's the real you. But where are you when you're not here? You're out on timelines, unless you happen to do the Be Here Now clearing or the Mind to Heart drop to bring you back here. Or you're on the conference calls, right, getting yourself made real. So the next thing is you can say, well, what's it going to be like if I miss ascension and I'm not in light any longer? Well, you're already in it. You are in the alien-created reality when you're not in the now. Well, some people may say, well, that's not so bad. You lived your whole life that way, being pushed out every 10 minutes and being on these multiple timelines. So what happens is that you could still be living on those timelines when the one part of you that's here leaves at ascension time. That's why you're doing the whole Earth transport clearing. But you could still be living those timelines with your soul families out there. That's why you want to do the Be Here Now clearing and the Mind to Heart drop to get you back here. Getting off whatever else the aliens have put on you that's preventing you from being here more often. And just remember that all those lifetimes that you've had in the past in a body, those are probably still on film strips, okay? Remember, they do copy and pasting. You could be still physically living in the dark side universe millions of timelines. That you're living on. You have millions of lives that you're on. So what we're trying to do is to release people from those. That's why we're doing the clearings, to get you out of that predicament so you don't resonate to those energies. And then when you do the Be Here Now or the Earth Transport clearing or the Mind to Heart drop, then if you happen to be associated with one of those timelines out there, then more than likely you might get brought back if you can be found. It all depends how active those timelines are, okay? So if you're wondering what it's like and you read the Bible and you got the hell and the fire and everything else, well, that's probably not what it's going to be, because you're already living it. You're already living in hell, okay, because you're not living in light. So it's going to be what you already have had, but you won't have a chance to go into the light, because the light won't be able to find you if they take you way out in the beyond or someplace in those parallel lifetimes. And that's where your soul family connections are. I think each time that you reincarnate, your soul family gets together, we'll say, or they talk with you. Maybe they're up there as, you know, the board of directors when one of those people die in the soul family. And they start talking. They go, man, how do we get out of here? And they bring up your whole history. Remember, you do your past life review, and you go, you know, you really screwed up in that lifetime. And maybe they even think to make you responsible. So they say, you got to come back here, because you have to make amends to balance the slate here. Remember the law of cause and effect and the pendulum swinging. And they guilt you, and now you come back and find a body. And they're doing it all themselves, because that's the only way they know to get out of here, is to actually come back to try to be good, we'll say, or to bring in the energy. That's all they know. They don't really know about light, because where they are is in light of the darkness. They're seeing, you know, Jesus and Mother Mary and whatever else, Muhammad, or, you know, the rock savior, or, you know, the whatever, you know, the staff of something that they pray to and, you know, believe in, and Mother Alien God, and that's what they believe in, and that's where they think the energy is coming from that's holding them here. So whatever it is, you're going to have that belief system according to what you believed in that lifetime, and that is there to have you come back over again, because you made a mistake. You weren't in light, you did something wrong, and that's your karma. So now you got to come back and undo your karma. That's sort of it. So your soul family actually keeps you stuck here also. So back to you, Anne. Do you have any questions about any of that?
No, Ron, that's great information, and you have, of course, given us all the help we need to, one, clear ourselves out so that we have some freedom and disconnection from all that darkness now while we're here. You've given us timeline crash clearings so that we can get off those awful timelines you're talking about. So this is our best hope. And you've also given us wonderful tools. And when you were speaking, it reminded me of commanding, you know, you've told us all to command to be only on the CLS Now timeline of light. And I would like to know, are we all on the CLS Now timeline of light?
I would say almost all the listening audience is probably 99%. There are some aliens listening who don't know what that is, but and maybe other things out there. But as a general rule, yes, when you're on this program, you are in the present moment, in the now. So your time has stopped on the alien timeline, okay? And that's the best that you can get. Unless you go to the light ship, then you're actually in source energy. But when time has stopped for you on their timelines, then at that point your spirit can take over, and you can radiate the energy of your spirit through your body. And they really don't want you, because you're neutral. So when you're in neutral, which is peace energy, and that peace energy is what you're really striving for, because the aliens don't really want to have peace. They need you. So they want to have your energy from you. So that's the reason why. You, the timeline crashes, you get off of their timelines that they put you on. And we mentioned in other programs about going back into your past with the issues that you have and picking maybe a date from the past and seeing if you can get off of those past timelines, if anything seems to resonate to you. But once you're in the now, time is stopped on the alien timeline, then that's really, really good, because they're not really going to want you. Spirit can now help you out, or at least radiate energy into you for healing. Back to you.
Wonderful. Do the aliens who are listening want to go to the light, Ron, I was wondering, and maybe you could just sort of check our environments wherever we're listening to the show, and if there are any aliens that want to go to the light, could we clear them out? Because I know we'd feel better if they were gone.
Yeah, here we go. So releasing aliens that would like to go to the light, or if they don't know what it is, we'll help them out with that. So here we go. Or they just want to leave the planet. They don't have to come to the light. They just need a bus to get the heck out of here and go back to where they came from. You know, they got lost. They lost their bus ticket. But either way, they can be escorted out of here. So here we go, without having other aliens hold them captive, okay? So this is their prison break. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of energy there. But he had some chills or body shook or something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I just left it. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think it's 80, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So there we go. They went. So hopefully they're out of here, not going to harm anybody because they left. Normally they don't come back. So did you a favor, did them a favor. It doesn't matter if they wanted to go to the light or not, just out of here. Remember, they're in prison here like you are. Remember, the aliens have their pecking order. That's why they have the spiritual hierarchy, Galactic Federation. And so once you kind of understand that, you go, well, why is that? Are they more evolved as they go up the ladder? No, they're just more in control of the ones underneath them. Well, it's like the pyramid system. So back to you.
Well, thanks, Ron. That I feel even more peaceful than I did before. So maybe there were some aliens in my room. Did you have a sense of how many were just released?
Not offhand, I'd say over 10,000.
Wow. I thought you were going to say 25, you know, 25. 10,000 aliens just left? Wow. That's very impressive.
Around, you know, they do come in and listen.
Mm-hmm.
You may notice your room, like you said, your room got lighter, and maybe other people's rooms got lighter, too. They are listening, trying to get the heck out of here. So, anyway, that's good.
Great. Well, and I meant to say we have the fast chat. You can click on the button through the BBS page. If anyone wants to comment on how that felt, there you may. You may also send an email anytime during the week, any time of the day or night, to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And when you do that, a subject line that describes the content of your email is really helpful to us co-hosts. Okay.
That one over again. That's what I'm kind of getting. So more came in.
Wow. Okay.
These could be ones that have been haunting you. What I will say sometimes, which I have found out in the past, that people say, yeah, I got aliens on my butt, you know, and they're bothering me all the time and I have troubles. And sometimes they just want to get out of here and they found you, lucky you, whoever that would be. And you know, they try to get your attention some way because they want to leave because they know that you're working with light. But there's never an opportunity because they're afraid to come into the light because they'll be zapped because they're in darkness. So here we go. I'm going to do this over again here. So releasing the energies of the aliens here, they can go. If they don't want to go to light, they want to go into their darkness area. They'll get a little ride there. It's up to them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So, recommended a God clearing and the religious clearing, doctrination clearing to someone a little bit ago here. And so, what it looked like the person's problem was is that having everybody that he's maybe known in the past, friends, family members and stuff, and this is probably relates to maybe a lot of you, all of a sudden you don't want to go to that organization that your parents go to, and all of a sudden they start praying more for you. We mentioned that on one of the other shows, I think last show maybe, and so right away you're being psychically attacked. So we did a quick sample for the person to see if that would be clearing for them, and a lot of the energy left them. So they were having people praying for them, the New Age churches and stuff, and other things like that. And from the past, remember, the past is always with you. So you may think that your problem could be somewhere else, maybe that religious indoctrination clearing and the God clearing could release a lot of this stuff from you. Remember, it's all psychic attack energies. How you integrated and got into the system. The baptism clearing is a really nice one to have. If you haven't done that one, do the baptism clearing. But, that's one way you can maybe release from some of this stuff that you know nothing about and doesn't really even, earn you right now or even think you're being affected by it, but it could be a big thing. Oh, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, how interesting that you brought up that clearing and talked about people praying for other people, because we got a kind of funny comment from a listener. Overheard today, oh, that guy, he can't keep a job, keeps getting fired. Last time he came to work at 10, told the boss he was doing his spiritual practices. Fired again. Punchline. This is a listener who really knows their stuff. I can't understand why he has all these problems. I pray for him and do affirmations for him all the time.
Yeah, I wonder why he's having all those problems.
So you basically, said the same thing. So maybe just explain a little bit, Ron, more in case we have a new listener or new listeners that, you know, why we don't want to pray and do affirmations.
Well, basically what's happening is you're putting your mental energy out, okay? So your mental energy can harm things and harm people. And so that's what's actually happening. That's a psychic attack energy, is mental energies. So you're thinking good thoughts for somebody, and as you connect with that person, to give them your good thoughts, you have all your emotional baggage attacking that person, along with what you're attempting to do to and for them. So I guess the worst thing that could happen is that you would like somebody to be prosperous. So you're doing your affirmations of how this person is going to be prosperous. And unfortunately, they haven't cleared out anything out of them by doing any kind of clearings. They're just praying outside of themselves for help, and all their friends are doing that. But the main issue with the person is maybe they can't make any money, or there's something going on where they're not allowed to make money because of their DNA, problem. So when you start bringing energy into that person, we'll say by what you're doing, remember, thoughts are things. That's why you don't want to bring anything into anybody else by thinking of them or affirmations or chanting or whatever you're doing. All of a sudden, the aliens see that and they go, oh. Oh, this person made, $100 last week, and now they, and his whole learning experience here is to not have money. So he made $100 last week, so we'll just cut it back to 80. as all these affirmations are coming forward. Plus, the God that they're praying to is not our God, you see. So right away, you know, this God energy which they're using is not us. We don't like that at all. That could be what the aliens are talking about. So now we're going to make it $60. They're connecting to the wrong alien God energy. Oh, remember, each church has their own particular aliens governing that church, ruling that church, coming into the congregation. That's how they get the energy. They got a pool there of people that they can tap. When they start doing their prayers and everything else, all of a sudden, that's how they get connected. And you get connected when you open your heart up. So they have people singing songs and praising, whatever. Once you get your open heart, then all of a sudden they zap you. So what's the reaction to being zapped? Well, you could feel like, oh, this is a great thing. I'm crying now. It's wonderful. I'm really emotional over this here. Well, that's because they got you. So the light doesn't give you any kind of emotion. It just clears it and that's it. So if you're feeling some type of emotional energy from, you know, you just think about the stuff in the past and you get kind of teary-eyed or whatever, hot flashes, well, you know that the alien just hooked you up. Now they're taking your energy from you because they're dealing with emotions. So back to you.
Okay, very interesting, Ron. And you, of course, recommend that the very first healing that we do always be the emotional body healing, and you're certainly making the case for that here. We had a listener write in, let me just go, there it is, who has definitely done the emotional healing and I believe a lot of healings. And she wrote, since our body has to deal with festered emotions, physical pain, and other invisible stuff, I think the trauma clearing is just as important as the emotional.
Yeah, very possible, that and fear. I'm glad that was brought up, mainly because a newbie, you know, you start hearing about these energetic bodies, and, you know, you may think that you need a clearing from another body. Once you get yourself cleared out and you do the emotional clearing, then you have a much better way to analyze what your problem is, find out what your main issue is. But, yeah, trauma is a big one, and so is fear. Yeah, you know, everybody's in trauma. Oh, and just think of the trauma that you got put into down the birth canal. Then the doctor spanked you for being here. So, and you got poked with pins and prodded and who knows what, you know? So, anyway, oh, is that trauma to the child? Well, yeah, I would guess so, you know? Well, yeah, that could be a big one. Maybe your whole life issue is, you know, when you're first born. Back to you.
Could we have a sample of, I don't know, a trauma release, maybe?
Yeah. What I'll do is a trauma release for 1 minute before you popped out. Okay, maybe before your head popped out, okay? Because it could take a while to be actually, you know, released from your mother, but we'll say your head popped out or the doctor saw your head popping out, and so we'll do that time right there. So here we go. One, releasing that energy. Two, three, four, five, well, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And maybe your head got squished on the way out. Maybe the forceps got you when you had a round head and the doctor squeezed too hard and your head became elongated, you know? Who knows? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks for doing that. Very, very interesting.
I'm just thinking, the word forceps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
F-O-R-C-E, you know, may not be spelt that way, but, you know, it's forcing something. So what's a sep? I don't know, maybe somebody could Google that, you know, and just see, as you're forcing a sep. So what's a sep? Is that... I'll throw that out to the listening audience here.
Or maybe someone's in the medical profession and they already have the answer.
Yeah, because it's two words put together.
Right.
Step force, you know, reversing it around there. Anyway, we'll see what we come up with tonight. Or maybe they can send it on an email, clsquestions@yahoo.
Yes.
We can't do it right now. That's curious. So back to you.
Right. Okay. So I just was curious, Ron, if you could tell us, well, two things. Can the light, I mean, the aliens that left the planet before be told to tell their friends on their dark planet to stay away from Earth? Leave us alone.
If they went to a dark planet, they have free choice, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if they left here and they couldn't get out any other way except for helping them, okay, right? I'm sure they'd probably say, you know, take down those billboards about visiting the Earth, you know?
Oh, good. Yeah, it's not a good idea. Oh,
not
that's
good
to know.
No.
And about how many left on your second round?
About 8,000. Well, wasn't too many. That's still good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay. I was wondering, somebody wrote a really nice, well, an interesting thing about friends, and then we also got a request for a betrayal, a sample of the betrayal healing. And I was wondering if we could do that. I think the person's talking about a friend betraying them.
Okay, so betrayal. You could look at an issue that you may have in this lifetime with that. You might look at your parents' issues or your grandparents, if they have one too. Well, first do yours. Think of your betrayal energy. It could be a theme in your life too, I don't know. But look at the last one that you had. Hopefully you only had one. So here we go. Based on that energy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And let's do one for your parents, in case that's below the surface here, or you're still connected to them. So did your parents get betrayed, or did they ever talk about being betrayed by something? Oh, I just see if it happens to be one of your life themes and issues. Same for your grandparents, but I'll first do your parents. So here we go. Do your mother first. This could be related to what you just had cleared out of yourself if you don't have anything. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, that's heavy. And father? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll do your grandparents. We'll do the women, since there's two of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And fathers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See how that feels now. Have more clarity. Remember, each time you do a clearing, whole lifetime clearing, you start to get more clarity of what's wrong with you, in a sense. Or what's blocking you, or what's causing your current condition or situation or mindset or behavior pattern. So it's always good to analyze to see where you are. Back to you.
Thank you for that, Ron. That was so wonderful of you to even go back into our ancestry. It made me think of betrayal and how close that is to perhaps people feeling like a victim. Could we have a sample also of the victim clearing?
Okay, so same issue here. Remember, each one of these are our energetic bodies that hold charges. We can all have the same issue. Here we go. Normally, one body gets overwhelmed and filled up like a trash can overfull, then it goes to another body. Here we go. Victim for your issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, do your parent. Oh, mother. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And father. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Grandmothers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And grandfathers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Wonderful. And then that email I wanted to read. I've noticed a pattern where I befriend people who are extremely needy. Lately, I ended a long relationship because I notice now what a drag this relationship was. Do you think the clearings I've done have made me stronger as far as my boundaries and raising my frequency? I no longer put up with negativity and try to bring people up to my level of consciousness. They are where they are, and I don't feel the need to help people like I used to. Thank you for the clearings.
Yeah, I would say that is, pretty right on. What you're doing is you're releasing the baggage. You're releasing the T-shirts that you used to have, you know, to draw you into dramas and traumas or whatever. This is true each time you do a clearing. That T-shirt normally is taken off of you, and a lot of issues are released. So, yeah, each time you do a clearing, then the people around who would normally read your psychic billboard, it's not going to be on there. And when it's not on there, then they're not going to want to see you, or you're not going to want to see them. And maybe out of the consciousness, it would say, you know, I don't want to deal with this energy any longer. You know, I've been here, done that. Been here and done that again and again and again, and I just choose to walk away, Renee. And there you feel better. Maybe it's something that you had like a relationship or an addiction or something where addicted to people or addicted to a trauma that people had, and you feel compelled to keep doing something. Not really you, it's just that addiction energy or whatever you're dealing with is wanting you to do that, to keep you from being, blocked. They're blocking you so you can't really, be out of that rabbit hole of that one particular thing. So you do a clearing and all of a sudden you go, wow, this is great, and I don't want to do that anymore. I found the 13th step to the 12-step program. Walk away, Renee, I'm healed, okay? So that's kind of the way you need to look at the clearings. And unfortunately, sometimes you think you have an issue and you work on this and do a clearing, you work on that and do a clearing, and maybe you go, wow, what's going on here? This doesn't seem to work. And maybe you do 5 clearings and, it helps, but it's not released from you. And then you do just a sample clearing of something, even if, say a free clearing, and all of a sudden it goes away, and you go, wow, this is, why didn't I do the free clearing first? Well, you had to do the other ones to begin with to finally get to the point to where you were so you could get it released. And if you are having that problem, we'll say, where you go, man, I've did a few clearings here, and I kind of still have that. I feel a little better, but, it's only like 40% better. I thought it'd be 100. If you don't do a few more, then at least do the magnetic twisted body clearing. Do that one. I think you can also get that on one of the, as a bundle, like $50 more. It might be on the body jumpstart, I think.
It is.
So I'd pay for the body jumpstart, do all those clearings, and do that magnetic twisted body clearing. And what that'll do is align all your bodies up so they will take the complete 100% clearing. Otherwise, if you have a body that's crooked in you and your spirit just can't interface with it, can't shake hands all the way, and can't release everything because the body doesn't allow you to do that, doesn't allow your spirit to do that, then when you get that clearing and that a twisted body clearing, then all of a sudden, voila, it's in alignment. You just think of looking down fence posts or telephone poles or something, and they all look like, if it's put in, if they were put in properly, we'll say you're just going to see one post. You look down all of them, okay? But, if you see one of them sticking out, well, that's the problem that you're having. If one of those bodies is not in alignment, well, that's why you want to do that one clearing. And the whole clearing is like you did it all over again. So once you do that magnetic twisted body clearing, it'll be like reactivated. Whatever you've done in the past on clearings, if those bodies were crooked, automatically that clearing will work and take over those clearings that you have done and reintegrate the energy that was not incorporated in the healing that you were doing because it just couldn't be connected. Once you do that, it all falls into place. The clearing is 100% complete. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay, I want to. We have a couple of emails that the people mentioned they're specifically going to be listening tonight. So let me read one of those. Hello. In the dream state, sleeping, I keep seeing the same family member over and over again in negative situations. I want to get away from this person. They haven't been in my life for years, but when I sleep, I have dreams they live with me. I've done timeline crashes, people courting, and parallel life clearings for about 2 years on and off. Does Ron have any insight of what might be causing this?
Let's see here. That's a good one. I'm looking at the...
A good bad one, you mean?
yeah, a good bad one, yeah. I do the oral affirmation, you know, love the person out of your life. I like to use the word love, but you might try that you really like this person, that you want to release them. And do that about 1,000 times, you know. Figure out something that person meant to you. Maybe they weren't a good person. Maybe they, you know, I don't know if it was a relative or not. You know, possibly it could be. But, you know, just do that affirmation.
Yeah, he said it's a relative.
Yeah, it felt like a relative. Yeah, I think you said that. So just keep doing that affirmation. And it may take you a couple hours. It might be free of that person. Because they're holding that person on a timeline where you keep seeing them. So if you can love them out of your life, then you just are going to be activating what you don't want to activate inside of your body, but you're going to be releasing it, and then they may go away. The dark side probably sees you not liking that person or something, so they bring it to you so that you now are interfacing with them in your dream state. And those in the dream state is real life. So you are really seeing that person now when you're not consciously living here, okay? Remember, this is just one life, maybe out of a million that you're living. Upset anybody. But that's kind of, you know, sort of the truth. So I could say 1,000. That sounds better. But you are living all of these lives. When you're not here, when you're here, then you know that you're here. When you do the mind-to-heart drop and the be here now clearing, then you're here. But those lives are still being used and run. That's the part that makes you want to throw up, because you go, man, they took a piece of me and I'm living those lives. That's why, you know, I say to put up the spirit infusion clearing and to keep doing timeline crashes on events that show up in your life so you can get out of these things. Well, you know, we do have answers to your questions, solutions. It's not that easy, okay? So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I really appreciated that idea of loving the person out of your life. I have a situation where a couple of people courted me, and it has occurred to me that maybe I'm too resistant to them, and it might be continuing to help it stay activated. And that maybe I just need to, I've been working on doing that anyway, just not caring, just staying calmer. And but maybe the added thing I need for that, it's slightly different than what this person wrote in about, I know, courting, but I get your point about the aliens kind of picking up on, oh, we're making her upset too.
Yeah, we got her.
Yeah.
Give her that T-shirt.
Yeah.
And have it light up and sparkle.
Right. So this same listener wrote, Ron, you may be interested in watching all episodes of the cartoon show of Rick and Morty. It is a crude show, but man, they are on point with a lot of things. And he ends with thanks. That's the second time, actually, that show has come up. Somebody else wrote in about it. I have seen it, and it's true, Ron. If your information that you give us on these shows and the healing calls were copyrighted, like if you were an author, you'd have a lawsuit with that show because they are absolutely depicting all the things you talk about. And the listener's correct, though. It is crude. So if you're faint of heart or upset by curses and that kind of thing, then it's not for you.
Like a lot of those four-letter words, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Love, 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 right?
Right. So if we could, wow, the show's going by so fast, but I really want to get this in tonight. This is another person that mentioned their, we'll be listening tonight. Hi, Ron. I was pleased to hear your announcement about wanting to hold radio programs to help heal the veterans. You asked for our input. Wednesday or Friday nights are good for me and my veteran buddies. We suffer from ringing in the ears. I have asked you about the ringing once before, but now that you're having this program, I would like to share that this condition called tinnitus is very common with us combat vets. Here is a fact taken from a veteran website, an even more powerful driver of tinnitus research is the enormous incidence of the problem among Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans who suffered blast damage. Nearly a million veterans suffered from tinnitus. That makes it the leading service-related disability, far outstripping PTSD.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. let's do that next Friday.
Okay. Great.
Okay, so I'll work on it. Wait a minute. Hold it.
No. That's the expo. Right.
I won't be able to do a show then.
Right.
The Friday after, okay?
Okay. And let me just get my calendar up in 1 second.
I'll give a date here, and I'll be working on it, seeing what I can put together.
How about the October 23rd?
Okay.
Okay. Will that be enough time, Ron, or do you want to give it to the 30th?
No. Well, that's good.
The 23rd. Okay. I'll remember because I'll be doing that show.
I think I know who wrote that in, so thank you.
Okay.
And I have given that some thought, but I'll focus more on it now to see what I can do. To be honest, that's one of the more roughest things with it to deal with is ringing of the ears, even if you're not a vet, and also eyesight is. So those are the two things. But so I'm going to start looking at that. So I will be full speed ahead on that, trying to figure out what we can do to help. So we'll devote that show on Friday to different clearings that I can probably pull out of the hat here. So I just got to figure out what to do. But, yeah, thank you.
Great. Okay, and he ends with, Ron, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, actually. I appreciate everything you are doing and your consideration of our special needs for healing. Signed, Served in Iraq.
Great.
Okay. Ooh, we got a lot of comments in here. Interesting. Okay. SEPT, you were asking before about four SEPTs, Ron. SEPT, C-E-P-T, or Seth, was an Egyptian god who was cut up into 39 pieces, so concerning four SEPTs, so the aliens cut up the people into parallel bodies. Ew. Okay, someone wrote, I think the aliens who are listening are over here in my apartment next door in New Jersey, and they're human form. Can shapeshifters be in human form?
Yeah, I will say so, but normally not. Normally they're kind of like in the background, okay? Remember, the shapeshifter would have to shapeshift. So they could maybe shapeshift, you know, we'll just say that we have a couple and, you know, they're both shapeshifters and they're both in the same race. So they could shapeshift and, you know, let their guard down between the two of them in their apartment, but they probably will not shapeshift out in the public. as probably wouldn't be too good for them. Okay? So, normally a shapeshifter would be kind of in the background, in the person looking out of their eyes. And, you know, there are YouTube videos of people in the news doing broadcasts where they're shapeshifting. Start to see scales on their face and their eyes change. Like they have, you know, reptilian eyeballs, you know, with the slit up and down on it. You probably all have seen that. If you're a newcomer and you haven't, then the foreheads change. You know, you start seeing scales and everything else, and their body's kind of falling apart. Then they're kind of, or the human part of it is falling apart, okay? That program is leaving. And they start talking gibberish, and or maybe very fast, and that is where they, you know, somehow can't hold it together. So anyway, if you haven't seen any of those, you may want to look at them. I don't know if it's good to look at or not. It could give you some awareness, but remember, curiosity killed the cat. So, you know, how many lives do you have? And I guess I could say at that point, could that alien on that program, since it's in time, could it drag you in your current time into their reality, and now you're, you know, on the buffet table? So, you know, that's some people, they say, no, Ron, I don't want to check it out. I know what you're talking about. I believe you, and I don't want to have one of those things up into bed with me at night or something, you know, or be next to me because I watched something on the TV. Now I can feel it in my room, so, or on my computer, you know, so, and that can and does happen. Oh, anyway, back to you.
Okay, and someone else wrote in about the alien clearing tonight. Tonight you released many aliens that wanted to get out of here. My home looks much brighter and feels more comfortable. Thank you. And then they add, and my dog stops playing with her toys and becomes fixated on a particular area on the wall or mirror the whole time you were counting. I think a lot of people's pets really tune into you, Ron, and really enjoy the source energy that you bring to us.
Chances are you may have had a vortex there.
Oh, interesting.
Now, they may have opened a vortex up so they could hear what we're talking about. You know, we'll make this into a cartoon story, okay? So all of a sudden, one of the aliens said, hey, over here they got this radio thing on BBS radio, and they're going to get us a way out of here, you know? And all of a sudden they go, well, how are we going to find it? Well, let's put a vortex into the room, into the wall there, and we'll look at it, and we'll get released. So that's kind of what they can do.
So this listener was the lucky chosen one to have her house chosen.
Oh, but anyway, they still can walk among you, just like entities can, okay? So they're in a different reality than we're in. You could use the word dimension, whatever, you know. So, oh, but they, you know, I like to release them because it can help a lot of people and it also help them. You know, if somebody's been torturing you and they go, you know, I think I want to get out of here. I'm tired of doing this. You know, I've been doing it for like, you know, 10,000 years here. And, you know, it's now I've got another victim here. I'm just tired of it. I want to leave, you know. So, and they go, I can finally get, my boss won't know that I'm gone. I'll just take off, you know. So that's kind of a way to look at it, is giving them a way to leave here to help people and to help them. If they go to the light, that's fine. They can get a new body of light and a spirit put into it, and if they just want to go back to darkness to get out of here because they got trapped here, prison planet, you know, maybe they got, you know, brought in here as slaves too, just like we did, you know, allow them to get, you know, have some peace, get out of here. So back to you.
Wonderful. I just want to ask this. It's 8 o'clock, but I believe we can go till 5 after. But before we end tonight, I wanted to check, what will happen on archives when you do that alien release?
That one will always work.
Really?
That clearing, you know, 100 times, Maybe you might want to just put it up, and I don't know, I'm not that computer savvy, but possibly you may, if you're really smart on a computer, maybe you can just take that part of the show, well, maybe a couple minutes long or whatever, maybe do both of them and just copy the audio. And what you might want to do is first activate the light beam. You got to have a light beam up on your screen. So maybe take that show or another show where we activate the light beams, because it needs the light beams to run the energy, okay? So my voice will also do it, but it's better to have the light beams up too. It'll help me. So put the light beams up, and then next have the my voice there, and we can release some of those, yes.
That is amazing, Ron.
Somebody out there is really creative, and they go, yeah, one of the shows you did the light beams is great or something, better than what you did tonight, and I know what show it is, and I can put that on a little, maybe a YouTube video or something or whatever, and then you can do that to release aliens. Yeah, no problem. Or just send it to us so we could hand it out to people.
Wow, that's amazing, Ron. I fully expected you to say, oh, no, that will only work tonight. So I'm so glad I brought that up.
Like that, because it's you have to realize the light doesn't judge. So, and that's our problem here is that we have all these things harming us. You know, let them leave, one hand I can say, I wish they were all dead and they left or didn't bother us or whatever. Tongue in cheek here, but if they want to leave on their own, let them go.
Well, I think that's an incredible gift you just gave us, Ron, because nobody wants the aliens around.
Nope.
And by the way, one of the things I thought of when you do the Veterans Night is eliminating entities, too.
Yes, uh-huh.
For them.
Yeah, very possibly. Yeah.
Right.
So if anybody has any ideas of what clearings would work for that show, maybe you can send them to Ann, put her name on the CLS questions or something, and we'll, maybe I did something on a previous program about that. So anyway, that'd be great.
Yes, so we have some emails.
Yeah, emails. CLS questions at Yahoo. So I'm hoping to have the whole hour devoted to that, and maybe we'll do two shows on Fridays, back-to-back Friday shows.
Great. Okay, we do have more. I will be co-hosting again tomorrow night, so what we didn't get to tonight we will discuss tomorrow night, and hopefully everyone can listen. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so it's a really important show to be on live, wherever you are, whatever time it is where you are, because we have that wonderful trip to the Lightship. Also, this Sunday is the 8-hour call Ron will be doing, where you get to spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship, and you can still sign up for that on Ron's website. And we're close to the end, Ron, but do you want to talk or say anything and then maybe do the mind-to-heart drop for us?
I hope to see you all at the expo in New York here. So if not, send in your picture so at least you can take advantage of having the light chamber. I only do 3 expos a year. It's 4 expos. I do two New York expos, and I do an L.A. one and one in San Mateo, which we'll say is San Francisco. So here we go. Mind a heart drop, expanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them down into your heart. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So if you do something, like I said, maybe a YouTube or whatever, or send us the information or the whole enchilada there, you might want to do the mind a heart drop at the beginning from one of the shows, and then maybe at the very end to help people. So thank you, everybody. See you later. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.